on the climb and really ended up.
Can you just kind of take me through the last lap there, how that played out?
Well, just like before the last lap, the field reeled back the four in the breakaway, and we had Ingrid Drexel, the Mexican national champion, in the breakaway for our team to go Silicon Valley Bank. So that was kind of cool. We could just stay in the pack and keep kind of alert and just be ready for whenever the breakaway would get brought back, or just hope that Ingrid could play out the win and get a victory, and she's good at that, so we were pretty confident with her. But the field brought the break back, and then it got kind of aggressive. There were attacks from different riders, from different teams, and the one that finally went away was the one with our rider Lauren Stevens, and she went away with three other riders, so that was a few kilometers out from the end. Then they got a really good gap, and we knew that they would stay away, so we still kept with our plan to hit it on the final hill coming into the finish with about 3K to go. And so I broke away with off of the field into a little chase group of three riders with me, Peter Mullins, and a girl from LBJ, I forget what her name is, it starts with B. And then we rode to the end, and I knew that the podium was already taken. I knew that Lauren had a great shot, so I just wanted to see what I could do for the team for the rest of the UCI points. And PETA got me in the final sprint, but that's okay, and we still got sixth, and we got some extra points for the team. But the most important is that Lauren got the victory today, and we're really excited about that because it's a big race here. More UCI points, has a lot of notoriety, and we're riding really good, so it's nice when that can pay off and you can bring the victory home. So,
thank you very much.